All right, we are plugged in and ready to rock and roll. You're listening to the Crez Files podcast with Adam, Wednesday, 22nd of February, 2023. Here in Sydney, Australia, Jason Woodforth is plugging in with me today for a chat. We try to connect each week if we can and just cover all the latest and break everything down. We can't do everything, so we just break it down incrementally and bit by bit. Jason's up in out of Brisbane area, so always good to have Jason plugging in, and he's always got really good research and stuff to bring to the table. Everything's up at crezfiles.com. That's my website. I run it alone, so enjoy plenty going up for sure. Lots of podcasts and articles and things, so contact me through there, and everything's now connected, so been a lot of work. I have a members area as well. It's $8 Australian a month, and that is about support and helping me to continue forward here and doing all this. It is hard alone, so I've got a small members community, and that really helps. And also there's a great members area, and I'm doing extra podcasts for the members as well, and the Night Watch podcast. So I've been on doing those where I just break down, cover all the latest. Plenty going on. I think I've got a double podcast today. Jason's on with me now, so I'll whack that up as soon as we finish for the listeners out there. And former president of the AVN, Nadine Sisterson, will be plugging in with me tonight for a chat as well. So that'll be a good one. A bit stormy here last night. We got blacked out for most of the night, so I couldn't podcast, obviously. But they're getting it now, so hopefully that will be okay. We've got a few more podcasts coming up this week as well with guests. Another one on Friday night. As we move forward into another year, Jason, how are you going, mate? Good to grab you when I can. And we always do pretty fast podcasts because we don't have a lot of time, and you're doing so much and as well. So we wrap it up and have a look at the past week anyway. And you're really good with looking at the latest because you're always with as busy as you are, you're still keeping your eye on all of this and all the news that's happening worldwide. Probably a big one for me is, you know, they're threatening a World War III now. So yeah. President Trump's just made a speech, and apparently the lunatics over there in Washington are going on about their war chanting, you know, and we're hearing about this Ukraine thing and the Russia thing. I know you're keeping your eyes on this. And also we hear strongly, you know, basically that you know, NATO, it is actually NATO who are encroaching on Russia when Putin strictly told them that this is going to cause problems. So that's the narrative coming through, but the US are trying to make out like they're the ones who are causing all the problems. But there's a lot of theatrics going on here. Old sleepy Joe Biden's over there meeting the Jewish comedian president of Ukraine. So there's a long conga line of Jewish comedians, Ben Stiller and everyone, and all the actors and Hollywood actors. They're all going there shaking hands, and old Boris went over there and back and forth. It's a real comedy show. So sleepy Joe Biden's over there now in the Ukraine and shaking hands with the comedian. Really funny times, but looking at the news this morning and just putting extra stuff up on the website and stuff, just noticing the call for war, World War III is coming, it's World War III, more incredible propaganda and fear-mongering. But these lunatics, who knows what they're going to go for? You know, well, spilling trains over there with chemicals in the US, and there's all this kind of crazy stuff going. And we knew this was coming. We knew this was coming as they distract the whole planet away from what they just did and all the injections. So we look for more of this. And as I said, we can only break it down incrementally, mate.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, just on that Biden thing, him going over to, I mean, it's laughable. Now, Adam, we called this out literally the day it started, so almost a year ago, and we've mocked this fake piece of bullshit war since the get-go. You know, when I started seeing images of unexploded bombs just going, or torpedoes, whatever they, missiles, and then I saw a truck full of missiles that were unexploded, I'm thinking, yeah, come on, this is just, and actually the single one I saw was in a cow paddock. And just it would gone into the ground in the cow paddock and didn't explode, this missile, and the cows in the background. I'm just going, oh my God, the mockery is just unbelievable. Now, the actor Zelensky, he's gone to the US, right, and spoke in Congress, whilst he's got a war back at home. But then he went to the UK and they said it was a surprise visit. Now, interesting, let me just put my notes back up on my phone, the screenshots, or where they go. So now Biden's over there, but let's get the media stuff. Firstly, it doesn't look like Biden. Seriously, this bloke has that many clones, it's not funny. Body doubles, triples, quadruples, because remember that one where he was in a press conference standing to the side and he looked like a rubber?
Yeah, I've had seen videos that people put through to me where it even looks like some type of effects or something where his feet were wrong and everything. And he's even got doubles from behind, from the side, all sorts of weird things going on. I'm not sure how many there are of him, as well as Putin. He's got a few as well.
Yep. And so the pictures of him, they've done some pictures where one, he's wearing dark sunglasses, like Maverick-style sunglasses like Tom Cruise would wear, and dark, and then he's got the dark jacket on. I mean, the way they've taken these photos is an absolute joke. And then he also made a surprise visit. So Biden's made a surprise visit. But hang on, let me get some notes here.
The other thing there is, Jason, is do people really believe that a president of the United States is going to go anywhere near Ukraine if they're in a war with Russia, and that the Ukrainian president is going to fly out of the country to go somewhere else if Russia is bombing them? I mean, you wouldn't go out in a plane in the air, would you, if you were being bombed by Russia and attacked?
No. So Biden has been itching to visit Ukraine for months. Particularly after several of his counterparts in Europe all endured lengthy train journeys to meet with Zelensky in Kiev. Why are you taking lengthy train journeys? I mean,
we've got to see the countryside, mate.
Unbelievable.
Got to see the country and
French. Here's a list of people who've gone over there: French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, as well as former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, have all made visits to support the country. Several of Biden's top lieutenants, including Secretary of State, Defense Secretary, have also visited Ukraine. And CIA Director Bill Burns and top White House officials have visited Kiev in the last month. And here's a classic, is even Biden's wife, Dr. Jill Biden, paid another surprise visit on Mother's Day last year. Why would she make a surprise visit on Mother's Day? You know, it just nothing makes sense, but also surprise. And we know we've had three surprises. None of this makes sense. Hang on, let me just get rid of that. So the joke just continues on about this war in Ukraine. Was there anything else it's the photos. U.S. President Joe Biden makes surprise visit to Ukraine since full-scale Russian invasion. It is just an absolute joke. Oh, also posted at 12:46. And isn't Biden the 46th president? I'm pretty sure he is. More mockery. And actually, Adam, that reminds me, that Joshim Bochel, how do we pronounce his name? Joshim Bartol official. His website, he's calling out as well, like... if you want to go to his website, people, it's Bartol, Bartoll.se. You just type that in, it should come up with his website. But he's been calling out this war. What's his opening sentence? Hang on. Oh, and just for another 201 while he's got it here, Joe Biden, Vladimir Putin, before the war started, spoke for 201 minutes. You know, event 201, all the 201s, Bill Gates' name's 201, the Pope's name's 201, he lives in suite 201. It's just a joke. It's just a joke. And here we go. Yeah, so this is what Joshim Bochel has said. Allegedly, 80-year-old Biden visited Kiev, Ukraine, during the ongoing stage, an extremely fake war. There you go. People are just calling this shit out left, right, and center. Another mocking ritual to keep the theater of war going. That's all it is. It is just mocking after mocking after mocking. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it says, do you think the real Joe Biden, or would the real Joe Biden please stand up? That's going to be a hard one. If he's even still alive, all the way he is portrayed, like a stuttering, brain-fogged idiot who barely can walk, put a sentence together and is stumbling around like some kind of zombie, you know, would travel halfway over the world to meet with the midget actor Zelensky. Of course not, he says. And as it was one of the actors playing the role of demented Joe Biden in a bodysuit. And it was, as always, all done by the numbers. Another mocking ritual, keeping the theater of war going. And he does have the numbers there. Joe Biden, born, yeah, as you said, November 20, 1942. And he's visiting Volodymyr Zelensky on February 20, the 93rd day of his current age. I bet it's just a pesky coincidence that Zelensky reduces to 93 in gematria. But yeah, the main, some of the mainstream, just Fox News or whatever you pull up, looking at the visit of Biden, just the images there of him over there, strange. As you said, he's got the Maverick sunglasses on in one picture. On the side, it doesn't look like him. Then there's the front-on pictures, and it looks like a different person.
It's too funny. And just with the 93, I just did a bit of a segue there. 93 is also the number of million of miles away the sun is to the Earth. I mean, that's if you believe we were on a spinning ball, all right? But the funny thing there is Buzz Aldrin the other day married his long-term love on his 93rd birthday. That's just pure mockery. On his 93rd birthday, 93 million miles away the sun is. It is pure mockery. Actually, Adam, I've got to bring up on my...
Mocking the mob.
Oh, man, it just doesn't stop. It just does not stop. A friend of mine knows I'm into Flat Earth and just gave me this five-hour podcast to watch. I've got to admit, it probably could have been 4 hours long, but it was really interesting and put together all the things I really knew about but didn't know how they worked, and in particular, free energy and the way every city was set up for free energy, which is blow your mind. I'll just try and pull it up, but in a nutshell for the free energy, think about this. All the cathedrals around the world and all the parliament houses, they were never set up for that. That's where the energy comes from. That's where they create the energy using a whole heap of things, and copper, coal, gold. There's just so much to it. And really, it's a mind-blowing 5 hours. It is well worth it. Let me just go to the library. If you were to type in... Luckily, I do a lot of driving, so I can watch all this stuff. Oh, no, where have you gone? View all. This is one worth watching. And if you're like on the cusp of whether the Earth's flat or not, or even if you think it's not, listen to this one. This will blow your mind and makes total sense. No way. Oh, hang on. I know where else you can grab it. Actually, shout out to Mel who sent it to me. She listens to these chats. Mel, you sent me the link. Where is it?
I've got a few of those somewhere as well.
Oh, man. Hang on, mate.
I get just... so many links through. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the problem, yeah.
It was a good one I sent you the other day with the guy talking to the pilot.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah, I mean, he's asking. You would know how many you've been doing it for 30 years, the pilot. And he's like, Earth is flat.
Yeah, Earth is flat. It was a no-brainer. I actually I went up to Port Douglas a couple of months back, and I asked the pilot how far you could see out in the distance. He said, oh, probably only about 50 kilometres. And I'm like, are you fucking shitting me? Oh, my goodness. I can see from a mountain near me, which is not even a mountain, it's just a hill, I can see the Sunshine Coast beaches. That's 100 kilometres away. And, you know, just unbelievable. Some pilots are brain dead. Okay, so if you were to type into the YouTube, the lost history of flat Earth, the lost history of flat Earth part full 1-7, that will blow your mind. It is awesome. I don't agree with everything the guy says. There's a few things where he's going, dude, yeah, you're not quite right on that. Well, I don't think you are, in my opinion. One, he thinks the stars are outside of the firmament, but clearly they're on the inside and they're not that far away because, like, they look just there because they are. And the other one is, I'm not too sure. Well, a lot of flat earthers believe the sun goes around, and when it gets to summer, it drops down. Say, use Australia as an example, it drops down the Australian coastline. But in summer, when it does, if you look straight up, it doesn't matter whether you're in Cairns or Melbourne, it's straight above you. So that modeling doesn't work on a flat earth the way they bring the moon and sun around and around and around and around. That's why I keep thinking it's an illusion. And there is that book from over 120 years ago called The Moon Illusion. So, yeah, interesting stuff. But check that one out. Now, in other stuff, just on our 33s, the first time they put the number of death toll in the Turkey quake was 33,000 and set to double. What would double be? 66. Everything by the numbers. But there's a big thought that they detonated something underground for that Turkey earthquake. But then again, they got the earthquake machine. We don't know where it is, how it works. But if you go back to a Simpsons episode where Homer deep dives down this quarry, wherever he goes down, the very last thing before he bounces back up, for just a split second, there is a man sitting there with a thing with titled Earthquake Machine. He's sitting up.
This could be CERN, maybe something to do with that.
Yeah.
Which would go down. I think, you know, HAARP would be a bit of a distraction. Not saying it's not possible, but looking at CERN more, but well, this is a different event. We did discuss it on previous shows with the general and that. Yeah, it is the strange weather and just the strange environment around this is very, very not normal at all.
Mm. Yeah, and just on CERN, remember CERN had their opening party there, you know, when everything was ready to go. They had that most demonic, satanic, evil fucking opening, you know? I mean, like, that's just not normal people. You don't go and – it's like Sam Smith at the bloody Grammys that we spoke about. that demonic, satanic – where's the place for that? Where's the place for friggin' – which singer was it that had the three kids drinking blood out of their baby bottles? Where's the place for that? Where's the place for Sam Smith dressing as he did with that picture in his red thing or whatever? And just – there's no place for this. Where's the place for WAP, Wet Ass Pussy, as a song? Where's the fucking place for that? There's no place for that. Like, evil runs this world. And just back on that Flat Earth podcast, he really brings it up a lot. Just say, you know, he brings up satanic, the people who rule this world. He's across a lot of shit. It is a bloody good one. I will send you the link. It's a long one. Like I said, I'm lucky I do a lot of driving. You do need to do a little bit of watching, but for the most part, you can glance at it while you're driving. But and I don't suggest do that, by the way. But at the end of the day, it's well worth the watch and listen.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the New Zealand, you know, they're hitting us with certain things. And they hit New Zealand with those. Apparently, they had an earthquake as well, which I can't find. But someone said that they had an earthquake as well as the floods. Like, they've really flushed them out. And Adam, man, they're doing something to you guys there in the northern suburbs of Sydney, because you guys are copping it, have been since the time you got that special little lockdown. Mm. What was that, 2 years ago now?
Yeah, they did.
Over Christmas?
Yeah, it wasn't just – it was these areas as well. They split this area that I live in on the northern beaches. They split it into two. See, yeah. You know, they split it up, and there was also the Sydney ones and everything. All sorts of things going on. And those military planes the other day, and I put that up on Telegram. They were amazing. That was Maverick shit.
Yeah.
those are like those Stinger fighter planes. I don't know what I've never seen ones like that. They look like sharks and the sharks up there. And they were flying around and around in circles for half an hour with one behind. There's about six of them, and they were morphing and merging and forming one shape and going around and around. Everyone was watching, and then they went off towards south, towards Sydney, and left this big spray. I don't know what that was. It was strange, but I took all the photos and video on my phone. But military warplanes I've never seen before. They definitely had special markings on them because I had my binoculars. I bought some high-powered, like, small binoculars, see 2 kilometers, and they're pretty clear, and I did have them on me, and I looked at them, and they were not planes I've seen before. Unbelievable stuff right above our heads. That's what people were saying. And we're not living in a communist China or something. It's, like, ridiculous. This is like a Sydney coast.
Yeah. And Adam, wasn't it that later that night when you had the thunderstorms?
That was last night, and it was the day before.
Day before, sure.
But it's definitely weird storms hit.
Yeah,
weird weather after that. But yeah, I don't know what they're doing. They looked like they were training or practicing or something.
Now it's interesting that that happens, and then we're watching Biden looking all Maverick style, like Maverick, like Top Gun, and we see that it's kind of like the balloon thing. All of a sudden, there's all these balloons over different countries in the news. They do things like this where they sort of link things up. It's not sort of like just a one-off event. All of a sudden, there's another train crash. There's another this. There's another that. One big thing I've been doing in the US so far this year is the number of school shootings or just shootings. Man, it is off chop, the number of school, shootings. And everyone's just saying the same thing. None of the stories make sense. None of the stories make sense. Did anyone actually die? You know, I mean, it's like the Queensland one where two cops were shot. Did they die? I mean, what happened there? Like, the story's got holes in it, left, right, and center. And that story in particular, I've never heard so many people just question it. So people are waking up, but sadly not enough and not fast enough. And we're getting to that 2 to 4 year period where both the Pfizer boss and Bill Gates have said that we need up to 4 years before we, be able to have immunity against the vaccines, because we don't know what's going to happen in 2 to 4 years' time. Well, we're on that marker right now, 2 years and counting. Let's see what happens in 2023, 2024.
Yeah, it's and obviously, the East Palestine chemical spill disaster.
Now, Adam,
this is an interesting one.
Yeah, people are calling that out, as in basically staged. If it is real, they're saying it was staged, was set up, was made to derail. And why would you go and explode all those chemicals?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. The governor in that order that they burn it after it had derailed, which made it
appear
so worse. You don't do that. So, but you know, a lot of the big alternative media outlets that I've saying, they're saying this is worse than Chernobyl, and everyone's being poisoned and stuff. So, we don't know if that's true as well. You know, they're saying this is a total evacuation and extremely deadly, toxic. Dioxin fallout and poisons crops and everything. And going to poison crops and people in the groundwater and the soil for generations to come. And so, and it's not just that, it's multiple. I went over it on the podcast the other night. Someone sent me through a link on this. It's multiple toxic fires and trains derailing and highly hazardous materials going everywhere, all over the place. It's in other countries as well. All these events that are supposedly happening. And we're not on the ground, so we don't know. But looking at the United States and this Palestine issue with the train derailment, that's never going to happen anyway. It's not going to happen in our modern day. A train like that is not just going to tip over and they're not just going to burn it, and with all this stuff going everywhere, it is absolutely insane. So it's hard to know what to believe here as well. If that is really real, it's horrific. There are videos of people all around this East Palestine, Ohio area where they're filming what looks to be extremely toxic environment and waterways and everything everywhere. You can see the chemicals everywhere, so I don't know. But what an interesting time to happen. Massive fires also as well in Florida at plastic and fertilizer plants and all of this. Trains derailing there in Ohio. I had tons the other night, went through it, in India and China and all these same things happening. Covering what I can see in Australia, it doesn't seem to be that they're going down that road. They seem to be going after the poultry industry in Australia, saying there was some articles that came through where they're talking about in Queensland how they've discovered some toxic thing that gets into the soil and could destroy large sections of the Queensland fruit and vegetable industry and stuff like that. So they're warning all the farmers. But they found this. I'll see if I can dig that up. I did cover it on the Nightwatch podcast. It was something that could do huge damage to the food industry. But of course, They're talking about the eggs now that, they're going to start doing mass vaccinations, flu sort of type vaccinations for all the poultry industry and every chicken. They're talking about all this mass sort of food shortages. And of course, they're still destroying the bee industry here. It looks like in Australia they might go after the food supply in a way, kind of have these kinds of manufactured disasters. But if you add it all up and look at what they're doing in Agenda 2030, it's all interlinked and connected with everything that's going on.
But
you add in the shootings, there's so many of those in the US, I can't keep up with them, and they all just seem so rushed. And yep. they don't add up, they don't make sense.
So, mate, just
crazy.
Just on that 2030 that you bring up, I've got a mate of mine who lives in Spain. He's just moved there. And he sent me a photo of Agenda 2030 as a banner on this building. Like, this building is all there set for 2030. Like, it's right there. It's actually, let me just buzz this to you right now. Forward. No, I want to press forward. Forward. Oh, shit. Is that going to take the – hang on. What's going on here? Hang on, mate. Hang on. You need to see this. Press forward. No. I need to forward. There we go. Chris, check that out. That coming to you now is in Spain, and that was taken literally yesterday. Agenda 2030. You can't make this shit up. Now, whilst you check that out, Jeff Young from Megadeth. He used to be in a band called Megadeth. Mate, he got onto a podcast with Zachary Hubbard, and just he's been at mates with him for about 8 years following Zach's work of Gematria. And anyway, he is like across everything. Like, he really is – the only thing stopping him from really going hardcore is he needs to make sure his fan base still supports his work. Otherwise, mate, this guy gets a lot of the evil that's going on. But hang on, I had a picture of something I wanted to say on him. Where is it? So he's got this website, and I've really got to find the details because I was driving and I couldn't write down the information. But he's got this website where every time the 33 comes up, he puts the 33 news article into a folder. Anyway, he's got this one day. Where's the day? No, I want to go this way. Hang on. He's got one day where every story on CNN was a 33. Here we go. So Germany's birth rate hits 33-year high. Blitz, 33 events in 11 states. So, 33 and 11, come on. And the 33-year high after arriving 900,000, 9 and 33s, the 369 thing. You've got poll. Trump commands 33-point lead nationally. At least 33 people are missing. And this is all on one page of CNN that he found one day. Third gets 33-year. I can't because this is pretty blurry. 33% of Trump's tweets. So it's just a mockery. You see 33, and you're going to say, is that story even true? Are those details real? Unbelievable. But check out Jeff Young from Megadeth, because seriously, that guy, he's I think he's in his 60s now, and he's just disappointingly, they didn't ask him enough questions, but he gets that the Hollywood is satanic, and because he didn't do the right things, he never made it big. So if you want to sell your soul, as he said, you will make in Hollywood, but you got to sell your soul. But it's disappointing he didn't do some bigger research and ask the right questions. Check out Jeff Young, Megadeth.
I know the singer is similar too. Dave Mustaine.
Okay.
Dave Mustaine. He's the lead singer of Megadeth, the metal band in the US. He's been on big alternative media shows and stuff like that for a lot of years. So you often hear him speaking out about a lot of different things like that. So similar.
Well, Jeff Young's no longer with Megadeth. He's got his own band now. But clearly, that guy you just mentioned were on the same page.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. Oh, yeah, if you listen to their albums and lyrics and stuff, definitely all through it. It's crazy. It's crazy how fast things are going and moving. I can't keep up with it. But the Agenda 2030 is in your face, and
in your face.
It's in your face, and I'll see if I can dig it up. What I've saved. Oh yeah, well, it was basically the MSM in Australia, the news.com.au, basically saying that you're a whack job. And this is this crazy conspiracy theorist about the 15-minute cities that's going around, that they're calling everybody. This is the Agenda 2030 stuff. Here it is here. I actually picked it up. Someone put it up on Telegram, news.com.au. this is the crap of the crap. This is toilet paper media in this country. Inside the 15-minute city conspiracy theory sucking in gullible Australians. And they're saying that the people are being sucked into this lie. So they're saying that these conspiracy theories are going around and people are skeptical of vaccines and 5G. Oh, and the government. Oh, that must mean that they're evil. And one of the bizarre theories, they say, and how gullible we all are, is the 15-minute cities. This is part of the UN thing. United Nations thing. This has just been massive protests in the city of London because they've actually admitted it there, and anybody can see those protests. I put the article up on the website today that they're actually admitting this, that they're going to trial these 15-minute cities. So basically the concept of everything will be, you know, everything that you will need, your schools and your healthcare and your pubs and your gyms and everything that you do in your life will be around that 15-minute, 20-minute neighbourhood zone, and they want to lock us in these grids. And so the mainstream media in Australia are saying that we're all wackos and conspiracy theorists. But, you know, I can put this through to you, Jason. This is from the state government in Victoria, Department of Transport and Planning. Yeah, this is policies and initiatives. This is the Victorian state government website. What does it say here? 20-minute neighborhoods. Learn about how we are creating inclusive, vibrant, and healthy neighborhoods. Introducing the 20-minute neighborhoods. So this is Plan Melbourne 2017 to 2015. To 2050, sorry. So you can watch the video and everything, all about the 20-minute neighbourhoods, creating the 20-minute neighbourhoods, current projects, what we're doing. It's all on the government website. But here's the news.com.au Australian MSM lying garbage trash scumbag wankers coming out there saying that you're a conspiracy theorist and you're crazy and you're gullible because you're buying into something that they're already admitted. So it's just the media, man. I wonder how big their pile of shit is that they can shovel, mate. How big do you reckon it is? I don't know how big it is. I mean, how much more of a pile of shit do they have that they can cover over the vaccine injuries and deaths and everything? You know, it's got to be getting low.
Yeah, I got a mate of mine in media, and again, he's happy to take the jab and spread the word of what the government tells him to do because he's just so indoctrinated. I've got friends that are teachers. Teachers in particular that absolutely when that first booster came out, boom, got it. When the second booster came out, boom, got it. But then I've also got other teacher friends that left their job. I've got cops that left their job because of it. But the majority, they get it. They get what is getting shoved down their throat. I don't know how you, I, and a whole heap of my friends manage just to see through the shit and not do the exact opposite. Just the exact opposite, but and Adam still, and I know you were saying it, still people wearing masks. We're hot as hell up here.
I know. How itchy and frustrating and hot would that be?
Unbelievable.
To do that, yeah, especially up your way.
Yeah.
You got to be pretty tough to live up there.
The 30-plus degree days, day in, day out. You don't want to be wearing a mask. And mainly oldies, but there are some young ones too. But mainly it's the oldies that have been scared. It just shows how brain dead they are.
It is. That's what we noticed here as well. It's mostly the oldies still in them. They're stumbling around everywhere in them. Yeah, it's quite sad actually.
Yeah,
absolutely. To see that. It's doing their health so much more worse, you know. That's why I said on, before, you would think it would be the younger people who would be wearing the masks and stuff because they've got more to live for. These 80, 90-year-olds are stumbling around the masks. Well, they care. They've made it this far. Exactly. What are they so frightened of?
Yeah. You know? They're on death's door as it is.
Yeah, I know. They could have a matter of moments or days to live. You don't know when you get that old, you know. But here they are, you know, because they do visit the doctor so much, and that's the ones who are scaring them. And the oldies are the more likely one to watch the 6 o'clock news every night and all of this and get the papers and everything, you know. So complete propaganda and brainwashed. Indeed, sad to see.
Absolutely. And look, just going through some
are you going to pay the Facebook thing as well? Did you see that? The news came out that Facebook and Instagram are now changing. It's going to cost $25 a month. Australians will soon need to pay to be verified on Facebook and Instagram.
Oh.
Major changes coming for Australian users, it seems, on the social media platforms. Verifications would be moving to a subscription model. So Aussies who want to have the blue check to verify they are legitimate will need to pay a monthly fee of $19.99 on desktop and $24.99 for iOS and Android. Mark Zuckerberg said the move would help smaller creators grow their presence and build community faster. I don't actually know what this means. So if you want some... Would you pay $25 a month for a blue tick? I don't know what they're doing. He's done the Meta thing, which is a complete failure, and now this. I don't know if that means everybody, or it just means if you want to get a blue tick. So perhaps it's just, you know, they verify you as a proper user. See what they're doing? So it's like, get a tick next to your name if you're a good boy. For Mark Zuckerberg, but there's no way any one of us in our right minds would give Mark Zuckerberg $25 a month to be on Facebook anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure if you have to pay that. I'm just going over what they're saying.
Yeah, right. Very interesting. We're getting a bit of a segue here on a couple of things. The Harry and Meghan thing for mine is just a complete distraction and is utter garbage, and most people couldn't care less about what Harry and Meghan are up to. In another news, completely unrelated, the Moderna price of stocks, because remember, Moderna was given the first jab approval, and Zach called this out before it happened and said, you want to buy Moderna stocks, it's going to skyrocket. So it's gone from the lowest I can see is $14 a share, as high as US$449. So he picked that before it started. You can use gematria to really predict so much. It's not funny. And there was another one. Hang on, I think it's on my phone. Oh, where did it just go? Oh, yeah, news articles just in. Top politicians were tested with a year 7 maths question. They love the 7. And then where is another article here? I've missed it. Aussie slug with 14,000 hike. 14. You got the 14 and 7 in the news. They link things. They just link things. Nasty tech sent to 60,000. There's their 6. And you can say I'm just picking numbers here and there, but they don't. They specifically put certain numbers in, and you'll be able to link that number with something within the article that also links the numbers up. But I just had another news article. Where'd it go? It is gone. And that's the other thing that strangely happens. News articles just disappear.
Disappear when you want them the most? Yeah, when you got them there and they just vanish?
Yeah. Christian Wilkins is out there doing his best for the LGBTYCT United friggin' thingo. That's what's Wilkins' first name? Richard Wilkins' gay son.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're getting into the sports now, all through the sports codes.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, look the sports codes, and a few of the players are really arcing up about this. They're not here to promote what 0.1% of the population is. And that's the thing, people. We're talking, you know, the gay community probably doesn't even represent 1%, let alone the LGBTYC thing, or maybe including all them, they're at 1%. But the play they're getting, the paparazzi they're getting, the media they're getting is just like, not even they care. I've got gay friends. They're not out there caring a rat's fucking ass about that shit. They just get on with their life.
That's right.
No, they couldn't care less.
Yeah, they got these fat poofters dressed as women going into the libraries down here now, which is unbelievable.
Oh, jeez.
You know, going to the libraries to read storybooks to children. And I had to, there was no one else put an article up on that. I was the only one, so I did at least set the dates and put the article up. That's just down near us, you would know Manly yeah, Beach, Australia, yeah, in Sydney. Yeah. They've got the Drag Queen Story Time Hour there now. So I think a lot of people on Facebook booked the tickets because they were free, but they're not going to attend. But hopefully, I do know a lot of people and sent it out everywhere. A lot of people were emailing and phoning and complaining. That is not a normal event and that shouldn't be happening. But they're really doing this a lot now, which is bad. And just watching the sports the other day with the Matildas, you know, the soccer team. The World Cup coming up. Yeah, they all had the LGBTQ colours in their numbers on the back of their jerseys, you know. As I said, it's all the sporting codes are being forced now to buckle under the weight of this, which is wrong. So it's going to be a big problem with rugby league as well. And when you get, because a lot of problems with the teams before, with the Islanders and stuff, it's not part of their religious beliefs, but they're almost being forced to do this, to wear it. So there's a lot of power behind that, and a lot of money coming in. This is from, you know, George Soros, who creates umbrella foundations and you know, all these different hundreds of different companies with different names, and but it all goes back to the same people, you know. It's a dangerous thing, indeed. So, you know, in broad daylight, here they are reading, you know, having these drag queens reading to Charisma Bell, reading to kids in the library. So that's a state library where people go to get some peace or do some study. We don't want to see this in the libraries, you know. But that just shows you how bold they are. In the middle of the day, they're doing this, you know. 10:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m. in the day, in the middle of Manly, which is a big coastal area, big spot in Sydney, and they're going to have these sickos, drag queens in there, and doing a story hour for children. How stupid would the parents have to be to take their kids into this into this area?
They will.
And so I turned it into an article, at least so people could get that information out and they could see the dates, and then they could inquire to the library there and have the direct phone number and everything. This is for children 3 and plus, and they're calling it a family event. And even people in this LGBTQ community said that this is wrong. They shouldn't be doing this. You shouldn't be having drag queens in the libraries reading books to children with their legs open, you know? I mean, nobody wants to see that.
Again, the transgender thing's 1% of the population. And like, where do us normal, well, okay, what's normal, who knows, but where do we go out and parade?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Look at me. Yeah, I'm a white male. I want to parade my white maleness. Well, no, I just get on with the fucking life.
Isn't that interesting as well that the Queensland Police have now changed, they've shifted gears with the trains, the shooting of the police there, and now they're saying that it's white Christians.
Christian
sort of. That's you get a lot of good stuff from Cauldron Pool. Yeah, they called it pre-millennial extremism.
Yeah.
And the new Christian terrorists. So the Queensland police have blamed the Truther movement and anti-vaxxers, and then they went quiet for a while. This is the trains shooting on the farm there for some reason. It happened with the police and the puppy dogs and everything. And now they're calling it an act of Christian terrorism influenced by premillennialism. So it's absolutely strange. So this is targeting in particular white Western Christian family units. That's what they're doing. And once they get this in, it will move on to the, you know, conspiracy theorists and the anti-vaxxers. But we can see what they're building here through this event of the December shooting there. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Really? Really? There you go. So, you know, forget Osama bin Laden. It's now just, you know, white Christians who are, you know, going to go berserk with guns and kill police and everything. It's insane.
Adam, I haven't said it yet so far in 45 minutes, so let me say it. We're still here and this is not going away.
It's certainly not, and in fact, it's branching out more and more and more than ever. We knew that was going to happen because once they got the injections in and they did the lockdowns and that program was done, and then as we move into 23, well, you and I were always talking, we're still here, but what are they going to do? Well, it's going to go mad. It's going to go mad as they try to cover it all up. It is breaking and falling apart. It's falling to pieces everywhere. The whole thing, the whole narrative is falling to pieces now. The whole thing, as I can see, is just a mess. So obviously they're going to have all sorts of things. And now, what's their big thing now? They're going to threaten a world war, blow up trains, yeah. School shootings, wars. Yeah, why not? Distract them all. It's bread and circuses. So, you know, it's absolutely incredible time. So expect more of it. Expect more of it.
Yep.
Indeed.
Absolutely.
So the shooting terrorist attacks, here we go. The train derailments, the Putin, the wars, Trump's coming back. Oh, my goodness. It's unbelievable what's going on, in 2023. This chemical spill in the US, you just, boy. And the earthquake, as you said, in Turkey and happening, it's just unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. Talk about still being here.
Yeah. Well.
Incredible, isn't it?
Next week brings and we back on again.
It's every week. It's every day. Hang up with you. And, you want to get back on because it's just more nonsense and stuff happening. So it's unbelievable. It makes sense with such a big world event of the lockdowns and the jab programs and everything they did with all of that, because as you remember, a couple of years ago, back into the last year and the year before, it was all COVID, wasn't it? Remember when we were talking about that? Yep. What happened to all the conspiracy theories? Yep. What happened to everything else? What happened to people having cancer? What happened to other diseases? What happened to the normal flu? Everything was just taken away and put on hold, and it was just COVID, 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 and get your shots. Nothing else existed. Every TV channel, every news outlet, every paper, everywhere you go, it was just COVID, COVID, COVID. And get the jabs. You got to get the jabs. You got to get the jabs. And now that's done. Of course, it makes sense. They're going to create PSYOP after PSYOP and this huge mess to distract everyone away from it. People have to keep their eyes on and their thoughts on exactly what was done here and not forget it, because they're going to distract the hell out of everybody now. It's absolute, and as you said, it's absolute mockery. Absolute mockery going on as well, taking place 100%. And that displays itself in the numbers too.
Yep, absolutely.
What's on for your week?
But just getting shows ready and... Setting up my business. I started about a year ago. I've just got so much on. We're having to help the kids out with the grandkids a lot more than we were expecting to this year. So that's taken up some of my time, but love those little kids dearly. So, just life, mate. That's what's on, life.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Good, keep living, eh? And keep researching, stay positive, and don't let it get you run you down. But always stuff to discuss anyway, plenty. Good getting your perspective anyway in your neck of the woods, having a look. I was going to say before we plug out, I haven't heard from, I was just saying on one of the podcasts the other night, after being so in our faces, Palaszczuk and Daniel Andrews and all these villains, they've disappeared. Have you seen Palaszczuk? In the last couple of years, it was all these premiers doing their endless announcements and stuff. You know, Dr. Kerry Chant and everything, and they've all gone. Have you seen any of them?
Indeed.
Where's Andrews?
Where's any of them, really?
Yeah, and they had such a big role in COVID and the lockdowns, didn't they? It was every day, the announcements, and Palaszczuk came up, and now they've just gone. That's what we expect from premiers, because they're just state premiers. They're nobodies. That's what we've always had, but during COVID, they were put up on this pedestal of being able to act like a tyrant. And we were all just thinking, the whole world was watching Australia, thinking, who are these maniac premiers who have just come out like this, you know, and being given all the power in the world, and now they've completely vanished. Has anybody seen them?
Nope. Hey, but Dan Andrews did get to 3,000 days in office last week.
Oh.
And because he got to 3,000 days, the next parliament that sits when he's no longer in parliament can decide whether or not he can have a bronze statue. And he'll be the fifth Victorian premier that will be bronze statued.
Oh, my God. So and Victorians can worship a bronze Dan Andrews in the town centre.
And trust me, when the next Labor Party government gets in without Andrews in it, they will definitely go tick that box.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting. Mm. There you go. Oh, boy, more mockery. All right, buddy.
All right, man. Well, take care and peace out till next time.
All right, plug in again next week.
All right, mate. Catch up.